Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We'll be looking ahead to the final of the BDO World Championships, the Lakeside stage all set for the last two in the competition, and it's Stephen Bunting against Alan Norris to decide who will be the 2014 World Champion. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is former Sky Sports commentator John Gwynn. How are you, John?
How are we? All right.
Yes, not too
good,
bad.
Good.
Looking forward to tonight. It should be a good match.
Yes, two good players who have deservedly made it through. Everybody expected Bunting to be there on the big night. Not too many people would have gone for Alan Norris, but I think he's proved this week that if you can bring your A game to a tournament and maintain it through the week, you can become a very lively dark horse, and he's done that. And all the games he's played, I've been very, very impressed with his temperament. He's allied that with no mean amount of ability.
Mm. Yeah, let's start with Alan Norris, because his semi-final was quite entertaining. He was 4-2 down against Jan Dekker, and then produced a quite simply stunning comeback to win 6-5. It was a great performance from Norris.
It was, and it further indicates to me, without taking anything away from his victory, that Jan Dekker is a player who consistently blows it when he's been given a chance. He sadly is one of those players, I think, who feels the pressure even when the winning line is virtually around the corner. Norris is one of these players who never gives up, and I think I mentioned yesterday that it's 25 years since Jockey Wilson reached the final. He beat Eric Bristow in an amazing final back in 1989, and it might well be that a Scot will win the BDO World Championship again.
You mentioned his temperament as well. It showed that he has that battling quality, and his head doesn't drop as well to come back from... like I say, Jan Dekker could see the finish line, couldn't he? So
yes, and then sometimes you find this with players. It happens, I think, in golf. There are famous examples in golf where a player can be so far ahead and then blow it. I think snooker's another example. All these individual sports, and they all have that in common. Tennis, I think, all have that one thing in common: you're on your own, and it's the greatest environment, the greatest theatre for showing your individual traits, i.e. in terms of courage, in terms of determination, and the negative ones in terms of letting things go, and in terms of not being not having conviction.
Let's talk about the other finalist then, Stephen Bunting, number one seed, world number one coming into this, and he was a favourite from the very start, and you mentioned in an earlier preview, John, that you think this might be his year. He might have convinced a few more people in the semi-final. He absolutely cruised through against
Robbie Green.
Robbie Green, that's right. I was going to say Kong, but I was trying to think of his real name.
Yes.
He won 6-1, didn't he? Just demolished him.
Yes, and I think Robbie's another one of these players. I've seen him in minor competitions, and where there might only be £200 or £300 for the winner. Get to a major, or get to a final or a semi-final, and then blow it. I think he's another one who tends to just find it difficult to get over the winning line. And Bunting yesterday was just totally authoritative, and that's what you've got to be if you're going to be world champion.
Okay, let's look ahead to the final then. We know who the finalists are after that. And the prices of the two: Stephen Bunting is 2-5 and Alan Norris is 15-8. So Bunting's been quite a popular favourite in the market to win it all the way through, and now 2-5 to win the final and get past the final hurdle. Do you think he'll do it, John?
I do think he'll do it. I think that he has the wherewithal to withstand any sort of fight back that Norris may offer. I mean, I what I'm really saying is that Steve Bunting is in a totally different kettle of fish to Jan Dekker, and I think this evening we're going to see a Liverpudlian although he lives in St Helens, which is next door, of course, and in Merseyside, we're going to see a Liverpoolian win a world title. And I know a lot of people in that city will be absolutely delighted and very proud. And, of course, the same applies to Alan Norris. You only have to look on social media to find that he too has a lot of supporters, a lot of friends, and there'll be a lot of people very delighted should he lift that title.
Okay, but you think Stephen Bunting will win then? What kind of scoreline would you be looking at, John?
Well, I think obviously he's going to get seven sets. I'm not sure whether the Norris, who has played right through the tournament, will turn up, or whether the final might just be, if you like, a final too far. Because Bunting is certainly more experienced, although Norris is the older man. Bunting's won major events. He's the reigning World Masters champion. And therefore, but I'll go for 7-4 and 7-5. So where that puts us in terms of the handicap, I'm not sure, but 7-4 and 7-5.
Okay, 7-4 is 11-2 and 7-5 is 6-1, so you could quite happily Dutch those two and make a profit should either of those two be the case. Let's just have a little bit of a summary then, John. The BDO World Final, World Championship Final 2014, who do you think, how do you think it'll go?
Well, I do think that this year it's going to be the year of the Liverpoolian. I do think that Steve Bunting, the BDO number one, the reigning World Masters champion, will fulfil all his dreams and the promise that he's shown over the years. And I think that he'll be crowned world champion. I think that he will get the better of Alan Norris. I think Norris will put up a good show. But I'm going to take Bunting to win by 7-4 and 7-5.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, John. It's
okay,
been a pleasure,
mate,
speaking to you once again, and enjoy the final this evening.
Good on you. Ta-da now. All the best.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.